Four Bars Wrestlers with the winning conductor of the first section of National Champions, the Yorkshire Imperial Band, Chris Holding. Congratulations, Chris. Must be a fantastic feeling to have won.
Absolutely delighted, yes.
And how did you think the performance went? Because you were drawn early, band number three.
Yes, well, the band were a little bit disappointed, as you might expect, with an early draw, but we knew that we'd got everything to play for, and we'd worked on the piece in a very specific way, so we did have the inner thought that the two very well-respected adjudicators might be enticed to pick us with our interpretation, so yeah, we were quietly confident.
Is it a piece that you know well yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I've been in the Van Moon, although a professional orchestral musician, I did my formative years, and I can remember playing my first pageantry on first trombone when I was about 14, mm-hmm. and it's been very close to my heart ever since, and since then I've had the opportunity to play some of Herbert Howell's orchestral music as well, so I feel that his particular style does run in my veins.
Mm-hmm. And the band benefited from some wonderful solo playing, especially from Mark Walters, who was awarded the Best Soloist prize. It must be a delight to have such a good player to rely on as your principal cornet.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, as soon as he came in, the band just lifted a notch, because he's so unassuming, and he just comes in and does the job. And as a musician, well, I've known Mark for many years when I've conducted Grindthorpe, and he's a great musician. We didn't have to talk about interpretation at all. It happened, it evolved, and on the day, Mark produced the goods, as usual.
And hopefully this is the return of some glory days for Yorkshire Imps. You must be delighted to be involved with the band.
Absolutely, very honoured, very proud of them today. Their attitude and their whole demeanour is one of a Premiership band. You know, they really are a Championship band, and I'm sure they're going to do very well in their return to that section.
And I know it's very late at night on a Sunday in Harrogate. I don't know if there's any pubs or bars open for you, but I'm sure you're going to celebrate well into the night.
Well, I was told a few minutes ago that the rehearsal hall of the band is a social club, and that there is a party already in full swing with food and free beer laid on, so it would be rather remiss of me to turn down such an invitation, so I shall be joining them in the next half an hour.
Well, many thanks for that, and we won't keep you from your celebrations. Many thanks.
Thank you very much, Ewan.
Four Bars Wrestlers at the side of the stage with Alan Morrison, one of the two adjudicators for the first section. Alan, you raised a few eyebrows when you said that you were slightly disappointed with the standard of the bands today playing a classic piece in pageantry.
Yeah, I mean, it's a classic piece, and we try to have an open mind over interpretation. But we just felt that times that tempos in the outer movements were probably a little bit too quick for the clarity and the detail to be heard, and sometimes in the slow movement a little bit too slow for the players to feel comfortable and be able to express themselves and shape. Obviously not in all performances, the winning performances were basically safe and without pulling up any trees and being able to write home about it, because they weren't error free and they certainly weren't perfect, but they were outstanding on the day.
Do you think there is possibly a question of too many bands playing modern music and not appreciating really how those pieces have been written and the detail that is actually required to make them come alive?
No, not necessarily. I don't particularly believe in that. I think more of the fact that perhaps we expect too much nowadays of the first section, whereas when we had four sections, the second section was obviously one full step down, and for a few years when they split the first section and made two sections out of the Championship section, the standard of the first section was much higher than what it is now. And I think that over a period of time, 12 or 14 years since the introduction of the first section, the standard has gradually worked its way down the section, so in actual fact we don't have a first section, we have a fifth section. Mm-hmm. And so it's become the fourth section that has been split, and so now the first section becomes the standard of what the old second section used to be. So perhaps we have an expectation of the first section to play at the standard of the Championship section, and it just doesn't happen.
And finally, the winning performance, it did stand out for you though, and you believe they were worthy winners.
we believe they were worthy winners, same as the second was not far behind them, but they had a lot going for them, and it was a clean performance.
Many thanks indeed, Alan, and we won't spoil it by telling the football scores either.
Thank you.
Paul Barzess is with Frank Renton, who is one of the other adjudicators here today in the first section. Alan Morrison said they were slightly disappointed with the overall stand of the playing today. Would you agree with him with that?
Yes, it wasn't good. Some interesting individual play, some interesting moments, and one or two good service, but overall the band playing was not as good as I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm. You made the point, you're saying that you thought there was a lack of understanding possibly on the conductor's behalf of the influence of Herbert Howells and the way in which he writes the pieces very, very detailed, and the understanding of the markings which he puts on the score.
Yeah, what I couldn't understand, it's all on the page. Mm-hmm. You only have to do as the composer tells you, and you've got a performance on your hands. If you want to add things to that, you can, but you can't take away from it. And conductors did. They didn't use the tools that the composer had given them to create a performance. Mm-hmm. Generally speaking.
The winning performance of Yorkshire Imperial, who have been a championship section band, did they actually stand out that far for you today?
Well, they played number 3 of 17 bands, mm-hmm. so I think they obviously made an impression. For us, they were, generally speaking, yeah, we had no doubts in our mind that it stayed with us right the way through the time that they were the best band we've had, and the best performance, and some very good playing. We gave their cornet player, the principal cornet player, the soloist medal, because he was the only one that encapsulated the lyricism in the central movement, and then got the heraldic sound that was needed in the last movement.
Many thanks indeed, Max, and I hope to see you, we understand, now in America in a month's time.
I shall be there in a month's time for the United States Open. I don't have to adjudicate there, I only have to introduce everything. My biggest problem is that Middlesbrough got beat today 2-0 by Sunderland, and I've got to play Alan Morrison at golf tomorrow morning. So
right.
I think there might be some kickback on that.
Many thanks indeed. Okay.